Well, for some analysis on the court ruling and how it might play out politically, I spoke to Dr. David Smith, the academic director of the US Studies Centre at Sydney University.
We're still a long way from this process being over. When a federal court declared a stay on the ban last week, the White House responded by saying that there was such an urgent national security issue that the ban should actually continue while the court considered whether the ban is lawful or not. What this decision basically says is that no, the ban can't continue while that's being decided. The actual lawfulness of the executive order is still some way from actually being decided, and that could take quite a long time. But in the meantime, the court has ruled that the ban can't continue while that's being decided.
What are the complications if this matter comes before the Supreme Court?
Well, the biggest complication at the moment is that Neil Gorsuch, who is Trump's nominee to the Supreme Court, hasn't actually been confirmed yet, and it would go to the Supreme Court very soon. So you would have a court that is split evenly between conservatives and liberals. Now, if the court deadlocks, then it just goes back to the federal court and that decision would be reaffirmed. So it's the liberals who definitely have the upper hand at the moment, although I've seen plenty of speculation that even conservatives would probably side against the executive order because it is so legally problematic, the way that it's been put together.
This is unlikely to be resolved promptly. So how's it going to play out politically?
Well, that's a very good question. I think that at the moment, each side is hardening in its politics. I think that supporters of Trump, they see the legitimate democratic will of the people being undermined by courts and judges and liberal judges. Whereas people who are very opposed to this, they see a president who is immediately trying to just push the boundaries of the Constitution and who is threatening the Constitution itself. At the moment, I am not seeing a lot of crossover or dialogue between those two sides, although certainly a lot of conservatives are extremely worried about Trump's apparent disregard for the Constitution. And this could be something that causes a real problem for him in the end, because I mean, the last 10 years of conservative politics were all about trying to hold Barack Obama within constitutional limits. And so for a president to just essentially directly challenge those constitutional limits, that's something that conservatives are going to find more and more troubling, I think.
Late today, the president of China, Xi Jinping, had a phone call with President Trump, and news is this afternoon that the United States will honour the One China policy. What are we reading into that policy position now?
Well, I think that this is very good news, and the fact that it comes from an official White House readout I think indicates that it's probably fairly reliable. We can actually believe that Trump is going to follow this. It was worrying earlier on to see Trump looking at potentially straying from that path, the path that the United States has followed ever since Nixon. Now, the One China policy is in many ways a sort of strange and hypocritical fictional construct. You know, there are effectively two different Chinese governments, but there's this official fiction where the United States acknowledges the People's Republic of China's claim to Taiwan. Now, Trump was very perturbed by that, saying, you know, if we sell weapons to Taiwan, why can't I take a phone call from the head of state of Taiwan? But what that One China policy does is by maintaining this kind of fictional relationship, it means that the People's Republic of China doesn't feel threatened by that very real independence that Taiwan has. It always wants to try to rein Taiwan in, but it effectively allows Taiwan to function independently. If the United States changed that policy and said, no, we now recognise, you know, full-blown Taiwanese independence, we're going to treat them the same as any other state, then I think you would see China acting even more aggressively to Taiwan. In fact, probably a lot more aggressively to Taiwan and really threatening that independence. This is why when Trump said earlier that the One China policy was up for negotiation, I think that Taiwan had as much to worry about that as anyone else did. So I'm personally very relieved to see that Trump is actually following the established path of US-China relations, which has managed to keep the peace in the region. It has managed to maintain de facto Taiwanese autonomy. And it's certainly very important for us in this part of the world that these countries actually have cordial relations. And it wasn't clear that this was going to be the case from the outset, given Trump's apparent antagonism to China. So I'm not sure what's brought about this change, but whatever it is, I think it's a good thing.
That's Dr. David Smith, the Academic Director at the US Studies Centre at the University of Sydney.